Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch, where if you touch my life, you will get a fresh touch. I am your host and author, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am a practicing believer who practices living the Word of God. I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. I am living my life's journey. And the Lord gave me what I am to do, and that is that I am a customer service agent for Him, and what I do is service the souls. Have you found out what God would have you to do? Have you asked Him, or have you asked people? Ask God, will give you exactly what He wants you to do. So, that is how, and that is my determination to live this journey of purpose, the purpose that God has given me, and to live my life the way that He would have. So, I am so happy and so thrilled that you are here with me on today, and we are going to be talking about hero, mentor, friend, father. His name is Jesus. What is Jesus to you? Is he a hero, mentor, friend, father, and more? Even more, he answers to all of our needs. But today we're going to talk about that. Hero, mentor, friend, father. His name is Jesus. And so before we do that, we want to have a word of prayer and talk to the Lord a little bit on today. So if you have a situation that you want to bring before the Lord, that you want Him to help you with, is He your father on today, your friend, your mentor, or is He your hero? You can talk to Him, and you can tell Him all about your troubles. He will answer by and by. So I want you to bring your mind in and get that situation right there before you, and so that we can talk to God about it. Because He says over in Mark 11 and 24 that as we pray and believing that what we ask Him, He will do. So we want to believe while we are praying and asking God that when we finish with the prayer and praising Him, that it's already done. So we shouldn't get up off of our knees without believing that God has answered us. We should have that confidence that we received an answer. And if we can believe that, He said we can have what we ask. So we want to go to the Lord. He said prayer and supplication. So we want to go before him and ask him, and then we want to believe that we received what we've asked from God. And then we want to praise him for what he's already done. How about that? All right, so are you ready? You got it in your mind? All right, let's go to the throne of grace. Most heavenly, gracious Heavenly Father on today, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for all things. You are great, and Lord, you're worthy of every one of our praises. We thank you this another day, Lord, that you have blessed us just to come before you and praise you, God, for who you are. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for all that you do, God, and all that you've already done, Lord, and all that you're going to do, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I bring my sister, my brother, with me today, God, in prayer, God. We touching and we agreeing, oh God, for the things that they have before you right now. And we bring you your word, God, because you said in Mark 11 and 24, God, that if we would ask God and if we believed, oh God, in what we ask, while we are yet praying, Lord, you said that it would be done. And so we're believing that whatever it is, God, that my sister, my brother, they need on today, God, that need, that situation, oh God, that they can't seem to get it worked out, Lord, but they can bring it to you, God, and know, Lord, that you will work it out, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you would do it for your glory, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That even while we call on your name, oh God, that it's already being worked out, Lord. And we thank you for it right now, God. Now, Father, we ask that you would go into the nursing homes. Go in the hospital, God. Walk up and down those halls in the name of Jesus. Visit those rooms, oh God, in every willing and believing soul, God. Touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Some have been calling on you all night long, God. Would you go there right now, God? Touch, Lord. Be there in the name of Jesus and answer that prayer, God. Look on Mother Haynes today, God, and be with her, God. In the name of Jesus, your will only, your will, God, in the name of Jesus, everything that the enemy brings, God, we bind it and we cast it out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Your blood stands against him right now, God. Only what you say, God, only what you will, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you. And we magnify you, God, in the name of Jesus. You're great, Lord, and you're worthy, and we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are healed on today, God, as we stand on your mighty word, Lord. Proverbs 4 and 20, God, in the name of Jesus. And it says that your word is a medicine, Lord. It's medicine for our flesh, God, that it is healing. That it is life, and that it is life and healing to all of our flesh. Your word, God, we found it, Lord. We found your word. You say, he that findeth it, and we found it, God. And we've hid your word in our hearts, God, that we might not sin against you. Thank you right now for the help, Lord, and our healing on today, God. And we thank you that you see, you listen for your word, God, to bring it to pass, God, in the name of Jesus. And we declare Ephesians 3 and 20 over our lives, God, that you will do abundantly more, God, than we can even ask or think, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that open window, God, in heaven, Lord, and that you're pouring us out blessings, oh God, that we don't even have room enough to receive, God. And we thank you, Lord, and we believe and stand on your mighty word, God, because we already know, God, that you are a God, a man that cannot lie. And if you said it, if it's in your word, you will do it, God. You will perform it. And we thank you and we magnify you for it right now, God. We thank you for our families on today, God, our natural families, our church families, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless your people, God. Help us to be that one in you, God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace on today, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for this broadcast, God. Thank you for your anointing on today, Lord, to share your word, God. For you have anointed us, God, in the name of Jesus, to share the good news about you with others, God. And we glory in you for it on today, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, you said it, we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you, God, would direct us. And we thank you now, God, for direction for our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 God is so worthy of our praise on today, our prayer on today. And we thank God. For prayer is always in order. Said man ought to always pray and never faint. So we magnify God for that on today. And maybe you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray with you or for you. You can go to my website, which is www.fabulousfreshtouch.com. And you can leave your request there. Or you can go to the App Store and you can download our app, All Nations Christian Center, Church of God in Christ. Download the app and you will have it. So whenever you need prayer, you can go there also. And you can leave that request. And our pastor, Elder Tracy Mitchell, and the saints will be praying for and with you. Now, if you would like to be a guest on my show, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Or if you have an event and you would like for me to come and encourage the people where you are, I am a motivational encourager. And I love that because that's what God gave me. Customer service agent for him. And I love it. I love it. I am encouraged in the Lord. So if you need a motivational encourager, somebody that's encouraged in the word of God, call me up. My number, 512-246-8066. Or my email again, mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Now, if you have a testimony. I know. We don't like to testify anymore about the goodness of the Lord. Oh, but I love testifying about God's goodness and his mercy and grace. So if you have one, if you have a testimony about how good God has been to you and you want to share it, you can call me at 347-850-8928. And you can share that. So call me. for in the next 14 minutes and share that testimony. For I am live and in living color right here on Blog Talk Radio. All right. Now, don't forget to check out my website and also check out my books right there, also on my website. And you can also check out my archived messages. If you would like to listen, I come on at 2. But if you missed it, you can just go to my website and listen to what I have said, what the Lord has given me on today to talk about. All right, let's get into it. We're talking today about hero, mentor, friend, father. His name is Jesus. As I was thinking about who is Jesus to you, who is Jesus to me? And that's who he is to me. He's my hero. Yes, a hero. Jesus is my hero. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 10 say, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. A hero. Look what he did for us. And I take it personally. Look what he did for me. That's why he's my hero. He gave his own life just for me. He did it just for me. My hero. My hero. He gave up his life. He gave up his own. He was sitting with Father and with the Holy Spirit. But he said, because there was a tear, a division, a breakdown between us and Daddy, the Father, that he said, Daddy, make me a body. And I will go down and be Mae Francis' hero. I love it. I love it. Even though, I mean, we weren't even saved then. We were yet in sin. But Jesus, my hero, he was willing and he did it. He was willing and he did it. He died for me, for you, that we might have a relationship again with Daddy. Don't you just love it? Our hero, Jesus, is my hero. What about you? What about with you? What is Jesus to you? He's my hero, my mentor. Jesus is my mentor. Ephesians 5:1-2 says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Jesus did that, my mentor. He came on the scene first and was that perfect example. He said he didn't want us to do what he didn't do, so first, he was born through a woman, just like we are. And then he grew up, and he depended. He hung up his deity and became as you and I. He hung it up and he became as we are. And he depended upon the Holy Ghost to direct him, to lead him, to guide him. That perfect example, that mentor for me, for you, so that we too would know that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, will be a mentor for us, my hero, my mentor, my friend. We sing the song, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." What a friend we have in Jesus. Yes. Philippians 2:5-8 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." That's our hero, our mentor, and our friend. John 15:15, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you." And I used to wonder, how is that possible, Lord? How is what you have heard from Daddy that you've made known unto us? But then the Lord revealed it to me. My hero, my mentor, my friend, Jesus revealed it to me. Because he, the Father, and the Holy Spirit are one. So, me as a believer, when I receive the Holy Spirit in my life, I now become one with them. I now become one. And now I too can hear what Daddy has shared with Jesus to share with us. Should I read it again? Should I read that again? He became our Father in the days of his resurrection to and glorification in heaven. We were begotten from his seed, 1 Peter 1:23. And we are thus his children, and he is our heavenly Father. "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you." Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Hero, mentor, friend. Father, his name is Jesus. Father, for this reason, Isaiah prophesied that the Son would be called Father. Isaiah 9:6, and that there would be no end to this arrangement. Isaiah 9:6-7. Thus, we may rightly say that Jesus was our brother, but is our father. 2 Corinthians 5:16, in the same way that he was David's son, but is David's Lord. Matthew 22:41-46, and Acts 2:34-36. So read that. Read about my hero, my mentor, my friend, my father. His name is Jesus. What is Jesus to you? Who do you say that Jesus is to you? It is so beautiful to know, and even to think of it, that Jesus is my hero. You know, so many times we look around in our lives and we look for heroes because we want a hero in our lives. Jesus is my hero. He's my everything. Everything that I need, I find it in Jesus. And I thank him for being my hero. I thank him for dying for me, making it possible that we could have a relationship again. Do you have a relationship with Jesus, with my hero, with my mentor, with my friend, with my father? Do you have a relationship that you yourself know what Jesus is to you? Now, maybe he's not a hero to you. Maybe he's not a mentor. Maybe he's not a friend. Maybe he's not father. Oh, but bless his holy name. What is Jesus to you? What are you calling? What are you calling in the morning, late at night, in the afternoon? What do you call him? I call him hero. I love it. I love saying it. And I love it that Jesus is these things to me. And I magnify him because he's done and is doing and has already done so much for me. Where he brought me from, I was just thinking on the other day where the Lord brought me from. Thank you, God. He brought me from low self-esteem. He brought me from not even loving myself, not knowing even who I was. So he brought me from a long way, a mighty long way. My hero, my mentor, my friend, my father. His name is Jesus. And I thank him when I think about the goodness of God and all that he's done for me, of his goodness. My soul cries hallelujah. And I thank God. I thank him for saving me. It is a blessing. It's a blessing on today to be able to share my hero with you. And I hope that you will see it as a blessing also to share my mentor with you, because he will be that same thing for you. To share my friend with you, who won't tell nobody else what you share with him. I share him with you. My father that loves us, that if the natural father know how to give gifts to their children, what about our heavenly father? His name is Jesus, and I love it. Well, I have enjoyed myself with you on today. And until the next time, I'm signing out, Mrs. Fabulous. Bye-bye.